All right, so we're back. That was Game of Thrones. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, Game of Thrones is another introspective track on the tape. I guess those are like the two most personal songs, and that one's just kind of different because Harry or Sandy does a verse in that one too, and it's just kind of us talking about like our fears diving headfirst into music, because it's like it's something that we really want to do, but at the same time it's scary to like let yourself dive right into that, knowing that you may never get anything back in return. Like, you may never be able to do this as a living. So that whole song is just kind of about like how we may have slacked off in our prior life, like Harry talks about, like in high school and stuff, but that we've kind of found our footing and we're like, okay, I want to like give my all at this. So it kind of just reflects on like wanting to give your all at something, but at the same time being completely terrified that that might completely fall through and that you may never actually get to live out that dream. So that's basically the point of that song.
All right. Pretty deep stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Phil. All
right. So you guys shot a music video not too long ago. It's not out yet, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we shot a music video for one of our tracks called City Life, and that one's just like one of our more upbeat hip-hop songs. So it's just got like this, this really low-end kind of synth beat, and then it samples this old reggae song called Big City Life by Matafix in the chorus. So yeah, that one's just kind of like the upbeat, kind of like just introducing you to our kind of wordplay and our kind of rhymes, and that's kind of why we went with that song, because it was like kind of wanted to let people know what we sound like before we start bumping out this personal stuff to them. So we just shot a music video to that one. It was like this really weird experimental thing. It's kind of like the Walking Dead in music video form. And I mean, unfortunately we haven't got it back yet because some stuff happened to the guy who directed it, but we're hoping that we might get it soon so that we can start showing it to some people.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all looking forward to that one. So we're going to finish this off with one more song. This one's Stagged Out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that before we listen?
Okay, Stagged Out is like the most experimental song on this thing. This is like super low-end, like bass notes replacing kick drums, creepy-ass like saw-type vocals going on. And basically the whole point of that was like, Harry sent me this beat and he's like, yo, this thing's really weird, what can you do with it? And I was listening to it and I was like, okay, that's really slow, I can go like walk a flock of flame and just say nonsense over it. And then he was like, okay, so why don't you write out like the longest thing that you can write out and then we'll fit it in. So I wrote out like this like two paragraph, 262 word like verse, and it's got like all these metaphors and crap crammed into it, and we got in and we recorded it at like normal time and I got like half the thing in and it was still sounding pretty fast. And he's like, yeah, okay, challenge for you, like let's see if you can actually do this, take that whole verse and do that in that amount of time. And so I did 262 words in 50 seconds, which is like I think it came to 5.24 words a second. So that was kind of the challenge for me, and then because the song is so weird, when Harry started writing his verse, he was writing this really fast part, and then we're like, no, let's just screw with people, because instead of letting them listen to it and be like, oh, it's just a really fast song, all of a sudden Harry goes into like, it's just like hard verse, and it's just like slow, but he's just like busting it out, and when he does it live, he like goes crazy, like he puts on like a drummer's jacket from like a marching band, and just flails the dreadlocks around, and he goes really hard in that one. So that's like the trippiest song, but kind of the coolest expression of us, because we're kind of different personalities, but we work really well together, and you kind of see that collide in there, and it'll either really weird you out, or you'll be like, that's intriguing, I want to listen to more.
Alright, so there you go. So this is Stagged Out by Sandy Perlman and Bones.
So I am the new legend, come and shed some light. I'm topping every rap, spit heaving and banging on my chest. I'm also out the closet, I'm mad before it's being light. Ruh, see I'm a hungry carnivore. These rappers are the seed infecting music at the core. Johnny Appleseed, you're empty, never gonna be anything more. Pimp packing real substance and all they really want is more. And I refuse to kill them softly. I'm a funny guy, new Dave Chappelle, the school is getting far too costly. With the growing animosity, I'll alleviate the pressure of a music team that's full of copies. But probably not, me and Sandy are assured that our music will always rock. Redefine a rap with wobble, split genres, bass drops. I'm like Skrillex with a full head of hair, a white fox. Opening Pandora's box, I destroy my competition who's next on the chopping block. Soaring high above the average like an E. say I'm Sierra Leone. And yeah, I got a really high pitched tone. Clever language, I am like Rosetta Stone. Or you could call me October's very own. This is my city and I think it's time to take the throne. The 28th brought a legend, it'll soon be known. I put my heart on the track, including every bone.
So we're back. I just want to thank Jake for coming out on the show. Jake, you got anything you want to tell the audience?
Listen to real music and appreciate Toronto hip hop, because I feel like we're dying out here and like we're never going to get past Drake or the people that are already in the spotlight. So yeah, final time, Sandy Pearlman and Bones. You can follow us at Twitter. It's at pearls_bones. You can listen to us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/pearlsandbones, and it's pearls, the letter N, and then bones. Or you can just search our tape on DatPiff, and you can go on there and just search Pearls and Bones, and you'll find the mixtape. You can download it, or you can even get it off of our Facebook. And basically just support Toronto music. We thank you for listening to this, and we hope you like our stuff.